Katie Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli media cited foreign reports of Israeli strikes on Iran in the absence of a public or official public comment, while Iranian television reported played down the attacks, many not even mentioning what they call the Zionist entity. Media responses suggest neither side wants to escalate the conflict. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder.
Israel is traditionally silent on issues like nuclear weapons and intelligence operations, though hardline security minister Itamar Ben-Gvir sent out the one-word message, feeble, on X. In Iran, President Ebrahim Raisi chose not to cut short a trip to a central province, indicating the country wasn't on high alert. A senior Iranian official told Reuters that Tehran did not plan a response now. The apparent attack was the latest in a round of actions set off by the killing of seven Iranian officers in a strike on an embassy compound in Damascus on April 1st. Though Israel has never acknowledged that it was behind the strike, it sparked fears of a wider regional conflict spilling over from the war in Gaza.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. was committed to Israel's security, adding when asked about Israel's strikes in Iran, the U.S. has not been involved in any offensive operation.
Our focus has been on, of course, making sure that Israel can effectively defend itself, but also de-escalating tensions, avoiding conflict, and that remains our focus.
Blinken, speaking after the G7 gathering in Italy, urged the rapid implementation of Israel's humanitarian assistance commitment, saying that there were still had been important steps to be taken. The United States vetoed a widely backed UN resolution that would have paved the way for full United Nations membership.